Kevin Close, the president of National Public Radio, announced a major donation to NPR earlier today. The estate of Joan Kroc, the heiress to the McDonald's fortune, bequeathed NPR about $200 million. Joan Kroc died of cancer last month. Kevin Close joins us here in Studio 3A to tell us more. And if you have questions about this gift and how it might be used, give us a phone call, 800-989-8255, or send us an email, totn@npr.org. And Kevin, thanks very much for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you, Neil. I'm delighted to be here. It's a great day.
How did this money come to NPR?
Actually, it began with Mrs. Kroc's strong and enduring support for KPBS, our NPR member station in San Diego, California. Mrs. Kroc had been a longtime supporter of KPBS with money and was there on several public occasions, although she was not really a person who was seen a great deal in public.
Mm-hmm.
She forged a friendship with one of the great management team at KPBS, one member of that management team, and who became really quite a close friend of hers, Stephanie Bergsma, who is the associate general manager for development at KPBS. And Stephanie, somewhat more than a year ago, became aware that Mrs. Kroc was actually interested in not only in KPBS, but in actually making a significant difference if she could, if it seemed plausible and an enduring thing to do at the national level.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephanie called me last summer and said that KPBS had a major donor who was interested in exploring the possibilities of a substantial engagement with NPR, and would I be interested in meeting this person? And I said yes, and she told me who it was. And of course, I knew of Mrs. Kroc's philanthropy, which has been extraordinary over her lifetime, and I went to San Diego, and that began a conversation with Joan Kroc that really lasted until just a few weeks before she died.
Mm-hmm. When the gift comes, and I understand it's some months before it actually arrives, these
yes.
things do take time. But when it arrives, are there any strings attached? Is this for anything in particular?
No, it's for the future of public radio. She put no strings attached at all. She made no requirements of reporting back to her or to the estate. She didn't ask that we do anything in particular with it. She had, after our conversation, she had done what I think in business is called due diligence. She sent a very experienced senior executive, retired executive from the McDonald's Corporation, which is a multi-billion dollar global corporation, to look at us very closely as to what our structure was, what our program content was, how we formed it, how we managed our company, and what our goals were and our dreams were for the future. And we had a very detailed presentation and interaction, and he presented his findings to her. And I think she felt very secure and certain that if she made a sizable contribution to us, it is 10 times larger than any grant that has ever been made in public broadcasting and certainly to public radio. And we believe it to be the largest single money or monetary grant ever made to an American cultural organization.
To give you some perspective on it, NPR's annual budget is something on the order of about $100 million per year.
Yes.
And this is roughly double that.
Yes. And this actually, most of this money will go into the NPR Foundation, which is an endowment that was created 10 years ago and currently has a corpus or a total holding of assets of about $35 million. When this money arrives, most of it, and it's above $200 million, most of it is to go into this endowment. And so it will mean that the assets held by NPR will give us one of the largest endowments for a nonprofit in the country.
We're speaking with NPR President and CEO Kevin Close about the announcement earlier today that the estate of Joan Kroc, the heir to the McDonald's fortune of $200 million thereabouts to National Public Radio, plus an additional grant, I understand, of $5 million to KPBS,
yes,
our local
correct.
Station. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's go now to the phones, and Carol is on the line with us from Matthews, Virginia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a question. Does this mean that you'll never have to fundraise again, which would be great?
Well, you know, when you unfortunately no. But what we do hope it will do is it will encourage more listeners to as best they can, you know, commit some financial resources to their local public radio station. How it works is this. If we put it in an endowment, it's about $200 million. Our budget is $100 million a year. The endowment will generate about 5% of its total value in revenue each year, you know, in its investments and its interest. So we would expect perhaps a flow of in the neighborhood of $10 million. That's 10% of our budget. Across all of public radio, the entire industry of the NPR member stations and us is about $800 million a year. So $10 million in that whole flow is very, very small.
On the other hand, there are any number of NPR member stations out there who are in difficult financial straits. I don't think that's any comes as any surprise. And obviously, for various reasons, times have not been good. Is this going to be in any way used to help them out of their crises?
Here's what. We it's about 4 to 6 months before these assets, this gift actually arrives here. And in that time, we're going to have a wide-ranging conversation with member stations, of which there are 275 voting members of the NPR membership, and our stakeholders, which includes members of Congress, who actually provide about $80 million a year in direct grants, total direct grants to member stations.
Through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Yes. And with other stakeholders, which includes our own foundation, our board of directors, which is dominated by station managers who elect each other to the board of directors, and our own staff, which has its own hopes and dreams.
Oh, we have a few ideas, Kevin. We have a few ideas. You were speaking there at the news conference earlier today, and some of us were up here saying, fritter, fritter, fritter. Let's get another caller on the line, and this is Joe, who's with us from Indianapolis.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, Joe.
Thank you. I would like to ask you if this magnificent bequest is going to get you to start funding again the arts programming that you used to have and seems to be dwindling from the airways all over the country.
I should say that actually the listenership to our arts programming, which is classical music and performance and jazz and other forms of, but to the classical and jazz side, actually it's our audiences are going up and have done so since we reformed especially our arts and performance programming. The answer is we're going to look at all this with the stations. We want to be the most effective partner for the stations in presenting national-level programming, whether it be arts and performance or news or the kind of stuff that happens on things like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Mm-hmm. When you went and met with Joan Kroc before her death, what did she say she was giving the money for?
Well, she was an intuitive person who was, she often kept her thoughts to herself. And as Stephanie Bergsma, the development director at KPBS, has said, she really acted from her heart. She spoke basically that way. She made no demands on us. She was deeply interested in how our audience and how our listenership had grown.
Mm-hmm.
She was deeply interested. The second conversation we had was at the beginning of the Iraq War, and she was when I told her how many people we had in the field,
mm-hmm.
how many people were covering it here at NPR in Washington D.C. and around the country in our member stations for local stories on this extraordinary armed clash. She was fascinated and deeply moved by the fact that we were there
mm-hmm.
and that we were bringing this back at risk to the safety of many people to get it to Americans and to do it with high quality and consistency. And that is what she thought about. And she thought, how can I be of assistance to this great system to allow it to do more?
It's a tremendous donation. As you said, there's going to be some months in this conversation with stations and members of Congress and various other people as to how this money is to be used. Most of it, as you say, will go into the NPR endowment. We just have about 30 seconds left. Some of it will be available for, you know, injections into new kinds of programming or...
Yes, it's very important. We need to explore ways to create new programming because this country is becoming more diverse in its citizenry. We also need to explore as powerfully as we can with the stations how do we do the best possible adjunct presence in the internet. because there are millions of people using internet now who weren't even there 3 or 4 years ago. And we're there. We want them to know we're there, and we want to know what they want from us.
Mm. It's npr.org, I think, if you want
exactly.
to go and explore it. Kevin Close, thank you so much for being with us today. And, talk programming. It's the future, Kevin. I really think so.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Neil.
NPR's president and CEO Kevin Close was with us here in Studio 3A on a momentous day for National Public Radio, and you can hear more about it later today on All Things Considered. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.